Hi, travelers. It's Sophie Takagi-Kaner with a production update. We're working hard on getting our new recording process up and running, and right now my goal is to delay the next episode by only 2 weeks, which, for those of you who don't care to be bothered with math in these trying times, would be in a month. That being said, I can't promise the episode will come out exactly then, since this process is new, and I imagine there will be lots of obstacles I haven't even anticipated, but I wanted to give you a general sense of what to expect. If you don't already follow us on Twitter at The Penumbra Pod, Facebook at The Penumbra Podcast, or Tumblr at The Penumbra Podcast, those will be the best places to check for a definite release date when we do have one. I also cannot yet promise that episodes will come out every 2 weeks after that, since the new process is going to be a lot more labor-intensive, but I do promise that we will try our best. I feel very bad that we have to delay everything like this. We certainly never meant to leave you on such a big cliffhanger for so long, but don't worry. The story is continuing one way or another. In the meantime, I hope you'll join me and Kevin for our weekly creative writing workshops on Saturdays at 2 p.m. EST, streamed live on our YouTube channel, and we hope you are all taking care of yourselves. Be well.
Good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is The Devil in the Sunlight.
Saints alive, man! Run like you mean it! We must catch that mouse!
This way, Half-Half!
Aha! It's run into the Hall of Trophies! A dead end! Victory is upon us!
Close the door, quickly! A sprinkle of portal powder, and then poof!
Saints above! Now where's that door gotten to?
It just disappeared, Sir Angelo.
Well, the door can't have gotten far, can it? It doesn't have any legs! The chase continues!
What a silly man. Everyone knows a door can't run away.
There's nothing silly about a runaway door, Olala. Perhaps you've just never given one a good reason to run away before.
But that doesn't make any... Oh! You're a beautiful lady again!
Are you going to comment every time I make any little change, Half-Half, because it's extremely flattering and you should? Well, we likely only have a few minutes before the guards find where I've moved the door. You have Sir Caroline's key to the archive?
I do, Miss Quanyi. But how do you move the door without moving the whole room?
If you think about it, it stops working. Let's just look for a door to the archive, shall we?
Yes, Miss Quanyi. The people of this Tekken Citadel, they truly like this Hall of Trophies?
Oh, they love it, sweet thing. Knights spend their entire careers hoping to hang so much as an ogre's toenail in here.
I cannot say that I agree, Miss Quanyi. All of those heads hanging from the walls and all these bones? I do not think the dead should be treated this way.
Certainly not. It's such a terrible waste. When I think about what chaos I could cause with even one of those griffin's feathers, just one of the minotaur's nostrils. But no, we've much more important work today, and it lies just behind that door. Yes, Olala? What is it?
Those trophies over there, behind the glass, they're moving.
Oh, so they are. Oh, that explains it. Those trophies aren't dead. They just wish they were.
What?
These must be the captured shapeshifters the captain of the guard mentioned. Why, they can hardly keep their shapes. They must be starving the poor dears.
Is that where they want to put me, Miss Quanyi?
Oh no, little Half-Half, not at all. They want to do something much worse.
Oh.
My, but there are a lot of them in there. It's no wonder the captain has her pauldrons in a twist. One can only imagine how many good citizens of the Citadel are hiding such altered egos. But why would they want to live here?
I want to live here, or at least... I thought I did. We must free them, Miss Quanyi. It is the only right thing to do.
Maybe later. I'm busy.
But Miss Quanyi...
Miss Quanyi, please, you must set us free. It is the only right thing to do.
Hello? Which one of you said that?
Here, little girl. Don't you see me? Here, beneath the light.
Beneath the lights. Look! Miss Quinny, there's a tiny creature there where all the lanterns are pointing.
I did wonder why the shapeshifters had all crowded to one side of their cell.
What do you mean?
She means that they are magic lanterns, sweet girl. Magic lights that burn and diminish a poor shape-changer away.
Magic lights? Hardly. Points for imagination, Imp, but those are the most unmagical lights I've ever seen. They don't even twinkle. No, if the rest of the shapeshifters would rather die on top of one another than come any closer to you, that makes you the problem, doesn't it?
But why are they so scared of him? He's so small.
I don't know. But however you feel about the rest of those poor wretches, I won't trust a creature that lies before I get the chance to. And besides, there is something familiar about this little imp.
Ah, we've caught the door at last, men. Hold it still now, and Sir Angelo the Strong shall break it down.
Well, that was a fun mystery we'll never learn the answer to. The two locks are right there. Do you have your key?
Yes.
Let's go!
Oh, please, let me out first!
Captain Absalon's key should go here. Aha! And now you have half. Oh la la, this isn't about those shapeshifters again, is it? On the way out, we'll set them all free to go die somewhere else if it makes you feel any better.
No, Miss Quangi, I mean, yes, we should set them free, but this key won't turn.
Let me see that. Oh, a fake. It seems that Captain Caroline was onto our ruse earlier than we thought.
What do we do, Miss Quangi?
Hide!
More?
No, not too late.
Ah, nothing like breaking down a sturdy door to clear the lungs. Ah. Now, men, half of you hug the left wall, half of you hug the right, and the remaining half comes with me down the center. We'll catch that rodent yet.
Oh no, Tail. What do we do? Miss Quangi is all the way on the other side of the room.
Maybe I can help, little girl.
What was that? Did I hear a mouse's squeak? That way, men, keep searching.
Silent now, little girl. I can be much quieter than you. So let me explain, please. It couldn't hurt just to listen to a poor little devil's offer.
But Miss Quangi told me not to trust you.
Hello, Mousie? Are you under here? Drat!
But that large knife has almost found your Miss Quangi now. Don't you think she'd rather you help me than get caught? Listen now. You want what's in the archive? I can help you. I've been there many times, sneaking beneath the door, because I can make myself as secret as a shadow. And there's nothing more secret than that. I know the way, and I can get you exactly what you want, little girl. But only if you set me free.
I do not even know who you are.
I am Jack. Now you know. Now set me free.
You are trapped behind such thick glass, Mr. Jack. I do not know how
to... Just turn out the lights!
What?
These lanterns that shine down on me are lit by gas, which comes through pipes hidden in this wall. Just open that latch there and close the pipe. Then I will be free. Then I will set all these other shapeshifters free too, just as you wanted. Forgive me for snapping. These lights make a poor shadow shifter so weak, sweet girl, and so tired.
But how do I know that I can trust you, Mr. Jack?
Because I will make you a promise. An old and magic promise. One that I cannot break, just for you. Listen. One good turn deserves another, and so I'll give you two. Allow me this one favor, and I'll do its twin for you.
You mean you'll open the door?
I will, but you must move quickly now. That night is close. So close.
Is that a woman hiding behind that trophy case?
No. What? Who are you talking about?
Okay, Mr. Jack. I'll let you go.
After her, men!
Say you accept
What?
Say you accept my deal, little girl, or your friend will die.
I accept.
Lights out.
Big gods, who's turned out the lights?
Sir, the shapeshifters are escaping.
Well, grab them then. Oh, grab them, not me.
That's the door. Hurry, Tail. I don't know, Tail. This must be the archive, but it's so dark. Mr. Jack? Miss Kuan Yi? Where are you? It's so dark. Mr. Jack?
And lights on.
Miss Kuan Yi, there you are. And Mr. Jack? But you're so tall now.
He'll be as big as the room is dark, sweet thing. Which is why you're so very lucky I lit this chamber's lanterns before he found you.
I don't know what you mean. But would you mind turning that light down just a touch? It's just these eyes. They're so sensitive.
We'll see how you feel about my magic light then. I think I remember you now, one small demon. You're Jack of Shadows, aren't you? The last of the Shadow Shifters?
Always so nice to meet a fan. Now, if you could just lower that light.
I don't think so. If you don't like my light, Jack, why don't you step back out of it? There's plenty of room in here for all three of us.
A fair compromise.
But, Miss Kuan Yi, what is a Shadow Shifter?
A very old sort of monster, half-half. Maybe so old that monster isn't even quite the word for him. The monsters don't like him any more than humans do.
Such a long time to be misunderstood. And my last brother slaughtered by Sunray 7,000 long years ago. You can't imagine how long I've gone without a friend, little girl.
Highly adaptable opportunists, Shadow Shifters. For as long as there have been beds, they've been hiding under them. For as long as there's been a night, they've gone bump in it. They can make their nests in the home of any creature that feels fear.
All harmless fun. Tricksters as old as time itself.
And once they've properly terrified their victims, they eat them. Or he eats them, actually. Jack is the last one.
Well, an eternity is a long time to go without feeling peckish. Oh, but sweet girl, you don't have to worry about me. I've eaten just last century. I couldn't possibly manage another bite. And besides, light makes me terribly queasy.
That's all a very nice story, Jack, dear. And I thank you for letting us into the archive, but that's all we'll require from you today. You can go now.
Oh, Miss Kuan Yi?
Toodles.
If only I could go. If I could slink away from that ghastly light of yours and never grace your sight again, believe me, I would. But I'm afraid my hands are tied. Olala and I have made a deal.
No, we didn't. I never promised to give you anything.
That is true. You didn't promise to give. And yet...
Olala, what did you agree to? Try to remember exactly what he said.
I think he said something about one good turn deserves another, and so I'll give you two. Allow me this one favor, and I'll do its twin for you.
Ugh, in rhyming couplet, too. That's magic so old that it's rotting on the shelf.
I'm a classicist, forgive me.
But it is a straightforward rhyme. He opened one door for us, and now he's bound to you until he opens a second door.
But why would anyone do a favor in return for doing another favor?
I've been a poor old sinner for a very long time, little Olala. Is it really so strange that I might want to do some good after all these years to make up for the lost time?
And I'm sure the fact that you're linked to her until your debt's repaid has nothing to do with it. Isn't that right?
A simple spell of protection. I am universe-bound to keep my promise to the little lady. That no harm can fall to either of us until I've done so is just the cherry on top.
She isn't protected. If I hurt you, she's hurt too.
Now who's rhyming? If it worries you so much, I will stay over here until you need me. But you should know that this archive's greatest treasures do not lie in this room. There is a second door. Just over there, one that only the queen holds the key to. And do you have that key?
We don't need it.
If you're certain. The door is terribly stubborn, though, even with the key. One might say they never intended it to open at all.
That will be an easy challenge, then. I can't remember the last time I did something someone intended me to.
Nor I. Happy searching. I'll tell you if I find anything.
I'm sorry I let him go, Miss Kuan Yi. It's just that I saw no other way. And I hope he doesn't interfere with your plan. And
oh, silly. He couldn't possibly. I don't have a plan. And besides, there are two reasons your Jack of Shadows can't hurt us. First, because you and I are safe in the glow of my magic light here. And second, because shadow shifters only eat children, so we've got nothing to worry about.
But Miss Kuan Yi!
Now, let's see if we can't find something to take out that big, mean door keeping me from my amulet, Like I said, I really do have no plan at all, and with those guards outside, the clock is ticking.
I'd be very careful, ladies. Only the most dangerous trophies end up behind lock and key. Play around with everything in here, and you're liable to lose a few fingers.
When we need your help, we'll ask for it, you know. Oh! Well, these do have some kick to them, don't they?
To find exactly what you need in such a crowded room. If only you had some assistance.
Exactly what we need. That's it!
Oh, la la.
Not Mr. Jack. This.
Cards? I don't remember seeing any cards in the archive.
Olala, where did you get those?
Sister Tile gave them to me before I left the Garden of Graves. I would let you hold them, Miss Kuan Yi, but they aren't mine to give. I'm only borrowing them until I see my sister again.
The thought stream? Well, you are full of surprises, aren't you, sweet thing?
Thought stream?
Back you! Show me how it works, Olala. These cards are supposed to tell the future, aren't they?
Not really, Miss Kuan Yi. They only say where things are supposed to go in the future, where the universe wants them to. So maybe if the universe wants us to find something in here, it will tell us.
That's a very sweet thought, little girl. That a universe so big is watching you so closely right now.
What's so sweet about it? Everyone ought to be thinking about me all the time. Go ahead, Half-Half. Ask your cards what we should do next.
Okay.
Pretty.
Oh, please, Thoughtstream, tell us where we belong in this big, dark room, and what we ought to find. The Nine of Mirrors. Okay, and... Huh?
What is it, Olala?
I must have done something wrong. Let me try again. Okay, one more time. That's the Nine of Mirrors, and... But that doesn't make any sense!
What is it?
It's the Nine of Mirrors. Again! And the third card is... The Nine of Mirrors?
Remind me not to play cards with you, little girl. That's some impressive sleight of hand.
What does it mean, Miss Kuan Yi? I don't understand.
Well, magic is very rarely this consistent, but when it is, it usually means the universe is very clear on what it wants. I don't think that the universe likes to decide on final outcomes that would ruin the surprise, but whatever its intent is, it must involve us getting through that door. Well, my little heist has become a universe-shaking prophecy. If I'd known that, I would have dressed for the occasion.
But we're in the Northern Wilds. What could that have to do with the Wayward East?
The East, you say? Is that what these mirrors mean?
This really is a private conversation, Jack.
I lived in the Wayward East myself for a time. Those were long, lean, hungry years. You'd be amazed at how difficult it is to terrify the few people who live there. But there is something in here I think I recognize from those days. Ah, this right here.
Don't touch that!
Only pointing, only pointing. Pick it up yourself if you want. It won't activate until you play it correctly.
Oh la la?
Yes, Miss Kuan Yi?
I'm sorry to ask you this, but I need you to pick up that strange instrument our shadowy tag-along is waving at. For all I know, it obliterates whatever touches it, and as long as you two are linked, he can't hurt you without hurting himself. I don't get that same privilege.
Would you like it? I can whip up a rhyme.
I'm fine, thank you. Oh la la?
Yes, Miss Kuan Yi, if you're sure... I'm safe.
Well, I wouldn't dream of hurting you, sweet girl. Well, I might dream of it, but no man's responsible for his subconscious, is he? Now, be careful as you pick that up. It is very heavy.
It's okay, Mr. Jack. I can be strong.
And highly explosive. You might want to take a few steps back, Miss Kuan Yi. I have our little friend under my protection, but one wrong note and... well... I won't pretend that you and I are the best of friends, but I'd rather Olala not see what happens to you, eh? Think of the children.
Olala, don't leave the outer edge of my light, do you understand?
Yes, Miss Kuan Yi.
And remember, no matter what he says, he can't hurt you until he does his second favor. Jack of Shadows has lived a long, long time telling frightening lies. I need you to be smarter than him.
I will do my very best, Miss Kuan Yi.
Good. Now lead the way, Jack. But know I'm watching you.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Come along, little girl.
Okay, Mr. Jack.
Would you like to know what that instrument in your hand can do, Olala? It isn't every day that you hold a piece of the Wayward East in your hands. Oh, come now. There's no reason to be unfriendly. You'll see its effect soon enough, and you must be curious. You are curious, aren't you?
I suppose.
There is no trait more valuable than curiosity, Olala. If I've lived longer than my brothers, it's only because I've never stopped asking questions. You remember that for all your many years. But this instrument, in many ways, it is similar to those cards of yours. The thought stream, you called them?
Yes, that's what they are called. But I think they are the only ones of their kind.
That is possible. But the Wayward East is a mysterious place, little girl. Even for the people who live there. That instrument is an excellent example. Like your thought stream reads the universe's intent, these strings read the universe's options, second guesses, suppositions. Just because the universe intended our world to be the way it is doesn't mean it likes what it sees when we get there. Do you follow?
I think so.
Of course you do. A sharp little girl, if ever I've seen one. And so when you play this instrument in this room, it should reveal to us another version of the room itself. One that the universe, in this case, prefers. Or perhaps just wants a peek at. If only the universe cared so much for poor old Jack. But that was just wishful thinking. I shouldn't have let myself get so wrapped up in hope again after... Oh.
After what, Mr. Jack?
Oh, it's why I went to the Wayward East to begin with all those years ago. A long life is a terribly difficult thing, Olala. Terribly difficult.
Olala, what are you two talking about?
Only teaching her how to play these Eastern strings, Miss Kuan Yi. That's a bit much for you to hold, isn't it? I'll support the instrument from beneath. You play whichever strings appeal to you, eh? Whatever comes to mind will be as the universe intends.
Okay. Thank you. But I still don't understand, Mr. Jack. Why did you go to the Wayward East?
Oh, sweet girl, your pity is a balm to this poor shade. I went in search of an instrument like this one, in hopes that the universe might intend a different world for me. One where my fellow shadow shifters had not all died. Or one where my diet was not so ghastly. Or one where, hope beyond hope, I might feel the sun's warm rays as freely as you do. It has been a lonely lifetime in the dark. And even if I do not wish to cause harm, the universe gave me this stomach and these hungers. I did not choose to eat children. But does that mean I must starve to death? Shouldn't anyone have the chance to live in peace? And if so, why not old Jack of Shadows?
That is very sad, Mr. Jack. And the universe... A door! Another door is appearing in the wall!
Good girl. Don't stop playing now. The way is nearly clear. For you, at least. If only the universe had taken such an interest in me.
The universe didn't help you?
Would I be here if it had? Oh, Omlala. If only I had a place where I belonged. If only I knew where the universe wished me to go.
What's going on up there?
If only you knew where... But Mr. Jack, I can help you find out just where the universe wants you.
You can?
The thought stream could tell us. I would just need to ask it where you belonged or where you could go without causing anyone harm, and the universe would tell us right away.
Your cards! Why, I never thought of that! You would really do that for me?
Of course, Mr. Jack. I too know how sad it is not to know where you belong. As soon as Miss Kuan Yi gets the amulet she's looking for, I will take out my cards and help you as best I can.
Oh, sweet girl, bless you, bless you!
And we're almost there now. Miss Kuan Yi, the instrument has made another door for us! Should I open it?
Go ahead, Half-Half. I'm coming now.
Please, little girl, your hands are full. Allow me to get that.
Thank you, Mr. Jack.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Lights out.
Oh, no, you don't.
That means you too, witch.
Miss Kuan Yi, your light!
Run, Olala!
But it's so dark!
Run!
Ow! My no tail! It feels like another door! Look, Tail! Light! Around that trophy case! We're safe. It's okay, Tail. So long as we stay in this spot of light, we're safe. But, Miss Kuan Yi? No, Tail, not like Sister Tile. Sister Tile is alive. She promised, and don't ever say that again, or I shall... Someone's at the door. Stay away! I'm not scared of you, Mr. Jack of Shadows. I'm not scared! Stay away!
Olala, are you all right?
Miss Kuan Yi, It's you! But you look so hurt. Are you okay?
Oh, you fine, sweet thing. Our Jack of Shadows packs a little more punch than I was ready for. That's all.
You aren't okay. Come here where I can see. I'll help you.
I can't take another step half. I'm so tired.
Miss Quanyi!
No, Alala, stay there. The trophy case in the light. I need the amulet inside that trophy case. It's what we came for. Please, quickly.
I'll get it, Miss Quanyi. Just hold on. It's here! I see it!
Give it to me!
But there's something wrong with it.
Please, little girl, I'm so tired. So tired.
But I don't think this is the right thing, Miss Quanyi.
So tired and so...
hungry. I'd hoped I could get you to step out of that light on your own, little girl. You've just made me give myself a very unpleasant burn. But with that amulet, my pain shouldn't last long. And then... I think it's supper time. At last, the Soul Keeper. I've searched for so, so long. With this curious little Olala, I can trap the soul of any creature and take on its traits as my own. And with the soul of a light-walking child like you trapped inside it, not even sunlight can stop Jack of Shadows. Hang on. The amulet won't open. Broken. But the Soul Keeper is unbreakable. How?
A fake. This is just a painted stone on a chain. Just a fake.
I told you there was something wrong with it.
Be quiet! Now, a few more centuries won't kill you. Not as long as you stay fed. And that, little girl, is where you come in.
No! Let me go!
You might taste better if I kept you scared in the dark for a few more weeks, but what can I say? Poor old Jack is feeling low, and nothing raises his spirits like a nice hot meal. Bon appetit!
Get your tongue away from me! No! Help! Somebody, please! Help me!
There is no one here to help you, little girl. And now, for a taste.
Trickster! Liar! You... Little fraud! That hideous taste! Not a child at all! Some disgusting, putrid, useless...
What happened, Tail? Did we taste so bad that Mr. Jack... ripped in two?
You've done nothing but cause trouble, beast. You're lucky I don't cut you down right now, just as I cut down your shadowy friend.
Oh, you big meanie, you know they weren't friends.
Miss Quanyi, you're alive!
I'm alive and I've saved the day! You're welcome, Half-Half. And you're welcome, sweet Caroline.
You be quiet, witch, or you'll find yourself in hotter water than you already are. I killed the Shadow Shifter.
So rude, after I turned your sword into pure sunlight as a present.
And you still haven't turned it back.
You want me to turn sunlight into a sword?
That's just silly. I can't do that.
It was my best sword.
And now it's your best flashlight. Yay!
Excuse me, Sir Knight. What are you going to do with me?
We'll discuss this later. And as for you, Beast, you're lucky I don't have my sword now. But don't think that means you can get away from me.
Oh, be nice to her, babe. She's just a little girl.
You and I both know that isn't true. Be quiet.
But it is true. I'm just Olala. And I'm sorry I broke your rules, Sir Knight. But I had to, because Miss Kuan Yi said it was the only way I could meet the
And Miss Kuan Yi is in enough trouble for that without your help. Be quiet.
In trouble? But I was right. The Soul Keeper in your archives is a fake. And that means that awful kite in Milltown must have it.
Very well. Congratulations. And you only had to break into our highest security chambers and release an ancient demon to prove it. Well done.
Well, you weren't going to do anything about it.
I told you I would check the archives
Please
tomorrow.
Don't be mad
and
at
how
her
many
tonight? Times have you
I'm
said
the
that?
One who let
Twice?
Mr. Jack out of his
how
cage.
How long do you expect me to wait when I'm right
but
now?
Please, Sir Knight. I
you
didn't
never
do it
let
purpose.
Me help. I just want to help and
Mr.
be praised
Jack
will endlessly
be bad,
for my contributions and to be paid in heaps and heaps of money.
Try to go
that's
into the
so
sun
much
so we
to
eat.
Just shut up, both of you. I can't stand all this whining. Kuan Yi, go home.
Fine. Good luck, sweet thing. And don't worry about Sir Caroline. She doesn't bite. No matter how much you ask her to.
Go!
Meanie!
Please, Sir Caroline, don't lock me away like the other shapeshifters. I've never done anything to anyone, or at least I didn't mean to, and I...
You what?
I have to save my sisters. That's why I came all this way, and I'll go back home, I promise. But please, Sir Knight, my sisters are in danger, and I have to see the Queen of the Second Citadel.
Well, then count yourself lucky for now, little beast, because that's exactly who's been asking for you.
What?
Now come along. You've wasted enough time already.
Ow! Ow!
You want to meet the Queen? I'll bring you to the Queen. But know this, beast. She hates you even more than I do.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to the Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. If you support us on Patreon at the $10 level or higher, you'll receive access to commentary tracks like this one from actors Marge Dunn, Melissa DeJesus, and Leslie Drescher, and co-creator Kevin Vibert.
I feel like there should be some like final reunion episode where it's like the Wizard of Oz. She's like, and you were there, and you were there. Mm. Mm-hmm. And Olala gets reunited with all of her friends.
Yeah.
We're all adults, so that's a complicated thing.
Right. Yeah, Olala doesn't have any other little kid friends.
No, I mean, they're all, like, at school or something. They're all quarantined.
The only friend that she has the same age as her grows out of her butt.
Okay, not out of her butt, but...
Just straight out.
Yeah, oh, tail.
Got some Dude. Biology
well, yeah,
questions.
Since she threw away her...
Did you know that the Penumbra has merchandise for sale? It's true. The Penumbra has partnered with DFTBA to bring you the posters, shirts, pins, and socks your hearts desire. Just go to dftba.com and search for the Penumbra Podcast. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Minchowski, Two Angelos Are Better Than One, CJ, Sam Tosh, Tiny Demon Dragon, our gender fluid monarch Kuan Yi, Ko, Hi, Alex here, NB Shaper, Jasper James, Caroline Seidman, I Will Use These Powers for Evil, Taka Taka Taka, Red L, Izzy J, Kim Dauber, Jay Yanizelli, Karen ZH, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, The Devil in the Sunlight, was told by the following people. Marge Dunn as Olala, Melissa DeJesus as Kuan Yi, M. Sutherland as Sir Angelo, Stuart Evan Smith as Jack of Shadows, and Leslie Drescher as Sir Caroline. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear travelers. We hope you will join us again soon.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.